O'Connor here for the next hour at the Carrie O'Connor Show. I will be talking to you and bringing you information, and we will be taking your questions. I first want to let you know that there's going to be a format change. Like, to give everybody a heads up, I was co-hosting the show with my friend David Turco, and we decided that to serve you guys more, better, that it would be better if it was just myself doing the show, and it would better serve the callers instead of David and I trying to have a long conversation and try to interject. So David is doing other shows with me, but this one I'm going solo. So I'm going to ask you to be patient with me today as I'm getting used to flying this boat. So we are going to the format today and the following weeks. We're going to start with a theme. Today is just a theme that I'm going to start off with for the first 15 minutes of the show. And every week there's going to be a theme. This week is going to be talking about what I'm seeing a lot as far as the changes, the themes of the readings that I've been having for the last couple of weeks, because they've been consistent, and even with the callers. So I want to talk about that because a lot of people are feeling a lot of second chakra changes, and so that involves money, sexuality, finances, creativity, partnership. Where is my partner? Where are they? Where aren't they? Why are they here? I want to get rid of the ones I have. All of those kind of questions. Where is my money? And all of those kind of things. And next week we're going to be talking about no more karma and washing that karma right out of my life. So we're going to be doing that the first 15 minutes. Then we'll go to opening the lines, and you could call through in the lines, and that's at 1-800-930-2819, and we will be taking your calls for the last three quarters of the hour. So going into the themes that I was seeing this week, or not even this week, it's actually has been longer than that. There's been a lot of shifts on the Earth grids. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And this year, though, has been particularly interesting to watch, because the people who I refer to, the council, are my guides. And they were talking about, they named this year of 207 Divine Partnership Year. And so when they described Divine Partnership, they were explaining how important it was that we really need to be the divine partner within ourselves before we could get into any kind of divine partnership. And so when they showed me the how important it was, they said that this is what we were going to work on throughout the whole year. What I was surprised to see, to be honest, that when they were talking about the inner work that we needed to do, that was through January, through all the way through even August and even September, that we were really being encouraged to redefine what we want in a partnership. And this is not only in personal partnership. This is all kind of partnerships. This is parents, child. This is boss, employee. This is any kind of one-on-one partnering. This is we're all being called to bring up our partnership up to another level. And the other level is more joy, more peace, more happiness, more love, and opportunities for bliss. That's what divine partnership is all about. So when we first start doing something, just like if you were to clean out a room, say, you would have to clean out your old furniture, and you'd look around where you'd see cobwebs, and you'd see where you'd need to paint the room, and you'd you do those repairs, and then you'd bring in not the same old furniture that you bring in. You'd upgrade your furniture, so you'd want to bring new stuff in because you're feeling better about yourself. So a lot of the divine partnership has to do with really clearing out some old stuff from the second chakra. And for those that aren't familiar with the chakra system, the second chakra has to do with sexuality, creativity. It's where we create, even as far as the physical body. It has the uterus, the creation center, the gonads. It's all about our creation center and the seed of our creativity and being pieces of God. When we enter divine partnership, we're being asked to clear that center out as a piece of God. That means really bringing light into that and not accept mediocre situations, relationships, jobs anymore. We're really being asked to amp it up, guys, to really expect more, because what we give out, we get back. And so if we expect mediocre and mediocrity in our life, we're going to get back mediocrity. And so what we're being really called to do. And this is comes down so deep inside, and that's what I'm noticing, how many people are feeling this deep, deep urging of rebirthing themselves. And that's what this whole second chakra is about. It's rebirthing ourselves and going up to that other elevator. I simply call that we're 100-watt beings, light bulbs, going into 1,000 watts, and that's a step into a theme within itself. But to simply put, we're going up to upping our ante for ourselves. In that 1,000-watt light bulb, again, doing the analogy of a room, we all of a sudden change that light bulb from 100 watts to 1,000 watts. It's going to be brighter, and it's going to illuminate where we have some shadow stuff. And you know what, guys? We all have shadow stuff. And so that's what I say, when you're aware of it, you're more than 75% there. You're more than halfway. You're 75% there. You're aware that we all have some issues. We all have some old belief systems that have been passed down. But the beautiful news is that we are being helped by our angels, our guides, our masters, ourselves, to release these deeply, deeply ingrained patterns. And as we release these, this allows the energy to come into our energy centers and recalibrate, releasing those old patterns. It's like you can change a pattern that's so old and ancient within you. It just takes exercise, it takes practice, and it takes awareness. We can't change it if we're not aware or we're not looking at it. And what I noticed is that as far as with the themes, besides the second chakra, is that people are being called to talk about that white elephant in the kitchen that we don't want to talk about, talking about our worst-case nightmares. How about if we are stuck at this job for the rest of our life because of the benefits, because the fear is keeping us? How about if the relationship is we're energetically divorced or separated and we're not, and this is what we have to stay with? So this is where we're being called to say, you know what, this is not the way a master lived. A master, a spiritual being, have a human experience. There's not a piece of God, does not live mediocre or accept leftovers. And so we're really being called to not accept any leftovers anymore, to up our ante, ask for the filet mignon, go from the gourmet chef dinner, and really amp it up. And so that's where it comes into, for us, accountability and responsibility. And again, going back to awareness. And so when you become aware of it, you if you're afraid, you still don't push it off in the shelf and say, I'll get to that tomorrow. If you know this means some life-altering changes, you take action. You take one step at a time, because being there myself, I am a single mother with two children, and I have had to leave three major partners in my life that because it was not working out, and it was a mediocre relationship. I was trying to carry it up and lift it up, and it would not go up there. So it's not saying I'm better than anybody. It's really realizing that I was draining life force, and that I know in my core that none of us are here to sit here in mediocre circumstances and just drain our life force away to the disempowering postures. And so this is all about self-empowerment. It's about upping the ante for ourselves. And what is absolutely guaranteed is that we will have more life force, more energy, more joy. And that ability will help us to bring in, it's like a magnet, like attracts like. You start vibrating 1,000 watts, what's illuminated is that divine partnership, and it magnetically comes in with you. And also money, career, job, creativity. You have the extra oomph to be able to leave that job and not be afraid of limiting thoughts that keep you behind. So that's what the theme of is this year in particular, especially heading out the rest of the year. We are really being called, and I'm seeing people all over the world really being woken up to their core to take action, accountability, responsibility. A lot of people are feeling anxiety and anxious in their, especially in their thymus. That's why I always tell them to tap their thymus. And so I really want to emphasize as far as how much we're in empowered states instead of spiritual beings, instead of disempowered people that think of it as like a leaf going on a river that does not have any control, and we're just kind of going down there and feeling the leaf feels all dried out. That's not who we are. We are pieces of God, and it's we're really being called to stop modulating our energy, stop turning down our light bulb, because us being shiny interferes with other people's light. It gets in their eyes, so other people say, turn down your light. That's not what we're here to do. That's turning down our light, and then we don't manifest the life that we want. So we're going to be going on break, and so we'll be going to the phone lines when we start coming back. And my website is carrieoconnor.com, and there's a lot of information as far as classes, free energy exercises, and wealth of information there about upcoming events. So, Benny, are we going to break?
We certainly are, my dear. And again, the phone lines are 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. Dr. Pat is answering my phones for today, so you get to actually speak with her for a little bit before you bring you on the air. So it's going to be a fantastic morning. So we'll be right back.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful. But this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at onetheproject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. onethemovie.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of the Nourish Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5.
Psst. Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
So why don't we go to the phone calls and see what people are asking this week?
All right, sounds good. And of course, everyone, you are listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show right here on 1150KKNW.com as well and 1150 AM in Seattle. Let's go and bring up our first caller of the morning. We have Brian from Indiana. Brian, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you, Brian? How can I help you today?
Well, I had a question for you.
Okay.
And my question is, I'd like to know, is what is my soul purpose or soul journey here on this earth, on this lifetime? in this lifetime.
Okay. You don't ask the small questions, do you? You just go right down to
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it because what you asked, Brian, was a really question that a lot of people are starting to ask themselves. What is our soul purpose? What am I here to do? When I'm looking in your energy field, you got a lot of yellows and oranges and greens. And so when I see the yellows, oranges, greens, yellow is a very clear cognitive. It's very yellows and greens within itself. That's the person that stands, your energy walks into the room. You're a leader. You're a bridger. So you came in here to bridge one group of people to another group of people. You also are entering in a lot of the green period. And when I see that, that's like the teacher, the helper, the healer, the counselor. And remember that people have to really, yellows and greens can be heads of corporations down to doctors and down to alternative healers and even lawn people that work on your lawn. People, yellow green people have the largest arena of where they can do their bridging, their writing, their teaching, their healing. So you're really stepping into that, mastering that yellow and green. So you came in here, Brian, with a purpose. There's a part what I call your energy is the old soul, ancient soul. So you knew the potentials of what we're stepping into when you came choose to come down here. And those potentials is what I'm talking about as far as us entering into this new earth, this new peace on earth, and really stepping into our empowerment. There's a part of you that knows that deep down in your gut, and you're really starting to feel that, especially the last 3 years. Have you noticed that within yourself?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and like a real push in the last 3 years, and especially this year is really getting down to the nitty-gritty of something's got to give, something's got to change. Have you noticed that within yourself?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. And especially think back as far as this June and July, because I'm seeing a great-great-grandfather on Dad's side, and I know you didn't know him, but he's handing you a pen with a feather on it. And so when I see that, they're encouraging you, Brian, to really write down and start to take action and ground by it, because when I see big yellow on over streaks on somebody's head, that means to me channeling, getting ideas. Start writing down those ideas that you get throughout the day when you're driving or when you're in the shower, or those, even if they seem very grand, if you see yourself touching a lot of people, there's nothing that we're here not to have mediocre life. We're here to have grand life. Do not push that out, because I tell people, start holding, wake up. If we would have a different earth in 1 week, if everyone just held in their thoughts that we are pieces of God and we could do this too, making water into wine, part in the sea, be miracle workers. If we just held that in our thoughts and not put it off saying that that's for somebody else, our energy shifts. So that's what you're being called to do, your ancestors, especially on the man side. So when the men come in, it's here for us to take action. So by really getting down to the nitty-gritty, Brian, and taking action as far as taking those steps to clear your energy field off, get your radio station in as far as your energetic station of what you want to do, how you want to take your message out, your bridger message out, your to remind people that they're pieces of God or they're pieces of Creator or self-empowerment. And we could do that in all different arenas, down from the person to the local car wash can give you a profound message, down to a CEO of a alternative healing. That's where people have to stretch. They think that it has to look in a certain way, and that's where we got to get outside of the box. And so take action right over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. Pay attention to seeing a lot of 333s, because it's the men coming through to have you grounded, Brian, as far as really stepping into your bridging messages, and by writing, and even if you start by drawing a sideway eight, it's going to help open up your throat chakra. I also, and this is for all callers, give out free energy exercises. Email my website at my email address is union1111@yahoo.com, and the website's carrieoconnor.com. And so email me, and I'll give you that free information to help ground you. And you're really going to step into seeing where your bridger, what you love to do what you love, and really clear out the rest. So you're in that real house cleaning period that I was talking about, and 208 and over to 211 is a real expansion period for you to give voice to what you're dreaming. And it's not, don't think small, Brian, think big, okay?
Yeah, I one last thing is I started to hear a lot of this ringing in my ear, a lot of that the past couple of weeks.
I love it. Perfect. That's a sign of a high frequency energy of angels and masters around you. So part of that is clairaudience, okay? That's what that's called. But think of high pitch. The higher the pitch, the higher the angel is. So that's all about frequency. That further confirms what you're saying the last couple of weeks, Brian, right?
Think
of that. The more you clear this, that's why they're giving you that pen. So this goes even into that we're recovering gifts that we've had in past lives that are in our energy field. They're nowhere else to go. It's all the answers are within. So the clearer we are, the more we take the action. That's the biggest thing for us to do, is to have awareness, take action, start writing out. When something seems too grand, put it on a shelf of possibilities, because somebody has to be the person to shift. And so don't ever make ourselves small. Acting small, God doesn't act small. Pieces of God don't act small. So having that, getting it down to writing stuff out is really huge. And think of that when you're hearing that, they're tuning you up. They're tuning your radio station to go back into, pay attention to thoughts that are popping through your head too.
Yeah, not only that, but I feel this strong, like this push in my forehead or crown chakra and third eye, this pressure in my whole head, and then it releases, and then it starts again. It's just very strange.
That's wonderful. I love it, because that, again, is confirming what I was talking about with this theme, because what people are doing, especially since August, we are feeling more of that lightening up in our physical body. So when I was talking about changing, clearing the room out, people are, think of that room as an analogy for our bodies, right? We are we're on the physical layer of releasing cellular post-traumatic stress that could hold us back into past patterns. And so when you're feeling that pressure, picture that your body is opening up the third eye, is opening up the channeling abilities. That's why I see that yellow streak go right over your head. That's all about opening up that intuitive eye and really step into that green part. So even put your hands up in your forehead and open up those meridians, Brian. Keep up the good work.
Okay? Well, thank you so much, Carrie. And hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Brian.
Thanks very much, Brian. Thanks for calling in. That leaves another line open at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, shall we run off to another caller? Are you there, Carrie? Did I saw it? I still got you, right? Okay, just want to make sure I didn't lose you there.
It sounded just a little bit foggy. Sometimes
The
energy does that, so I'm just going to clear the lines. Go ahead.
Hopefully we can do that. Yeah, we'll take Mary now from Kirkland. Looks like Mary's going back to the workforce, so she kind of wants a little bit of direction and see where she might be headed. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I have been staying home with children for about 7 years now, and I don't know if it's time for me to go back into the workforce. I'm having a lot of anxiety about balancing being there for them and, you know, contributing more. I just wanted to get your feel for it.
Okay. What I'm seeing as far as you're very empathic, Mary. Do you recognize how you pick up on people's energies? And especially with the energies lately, empathic people are feeling it down to the core. So what I'm seeing is what you're feeling, the outside pushing of the world pushes. So we're really being called to take action. How it's affecting you personally is that you feel like you have to take action, and that means action as far as outside into the world, right? And so in that, it's a further push than ever, and wanting to contribute and all the other stuff. What I'm seeing is over the next, into 208, really, because I'm seeing a maternal grandmother come in and giving you a permission slip. So think of 208 is, today is October 1st, okay? So we're talking about 3 months here that is, that you're going to put yourself in a spiritual energetic boot camp that is going to really help clear you, get you crystal clear, and also prep you for going out into that workforce, because being a empath, and especially being around the children allow us to go open. They come in 1,000-watt light bulbs, right? And so when we're around the kids, I was an at-home mom myself, and so they just really helped me blow open. When I went back into some of the nursing thing, I was surprised with the adult's energy, how much that made me contract. So your grandmother, maternal in particular, is giving you, again, that permission slip to really allow yourself to fine-tune, to be able to hold your core, Mary, as you're stepping out, right? And again, 3 months is no time, because when I see them going over to an eraser, they want to erase the dry board like they're erasing time. So they want to erase the time as far as thinking that it's a lot of time, because when you go and step out there, it's also going to have other opportunities come in December, which is more up your alley. So what does that mean? I'm seeing my face over your face, and I really like working outside of my home, and I like doing that. I could arrange my own schedule and having that kind of flexibility. And so what the grandmother showed me, as you're clearing and as you're really helping being able to stay in your core and not getting everybody's energy, Mary, we're going to be going to break. I'm going to talk to you over the break, and we'll be coming back through, but I just do want to let you know we'll be going to break pretty soon, okay? So the important thing is especially when it comes to December, as far as really fine-tuning what you want to do, and that also means having your cake and eat it too, because I'm seeing that there's a part-time ability that you can do stuff. What would you love to do that's outside of your home, or that you have your own flexible hours? So many people are doing their own thing. I just interviewed somebody who is an at-home mom, and she has her own holistic housekeeping place. So she goes and she has her own products, which that's what her love is, bring out to the world. And it's not necessarily the housekeeping, but that's what she's doing right now. What would you love to do?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. I don't know anymore.
Okay, all right. Well, you have the greens. You have that natural teacher, helper, healer part, right? And so when you have that, what your grandmother's saying to you is really what would you love to be able to do is do your, like, have your own business. And so I keep on seeing this woman that I just talked to today. She does her own simple formula. She gets Epsom salt and puts essential oils into it. And so the cleaning products, she studied cleaning products. She created her own line, and now she has her own business. So she can have her cake and eat it too, create her own hours, do her own thing. And it works around the husband hours, her hours. And now she's going to put it on the website and bring these natural products that are very inexpensive. They're excellent for the earth, for the environment. And so there's something that your grandmother's saying that's equal to you. It's not to talk about her. It's like to give you ideas that you have your own unique thumbprint that involves even herbs, aromatherapy, that kind of thing that allows you to be able to make your own hours. They want you to write your own script as far as you're not one to, they don't want you to go back to regular punching the clock. That doesn't serve yourself anymore. And so they also, though, it's part of that thing is where we can think, well, I can't do that because they want you to stop the I can't do that because thing, right? And so just put it off to the shelf and allow yourself, when the whys and the hows come in, we want to stop that because that's the saboteur in us saying, I can't do this because of this. I don't have this training. I don't have that training. Well, there's a lot of books out there that you could give yourself these 3 weeks part, 3 weeks into 3 month period for you to fine-tune to find out what you love to do, because the green blue thing is a natural teacher, helper, healer person. And so, okay. All right. So we're going to go back now as far as your career and out with the audience, because a lot of people are doing this, okay?
Okay, yes? Great. Thank
all
you.
Right, good.
Thanks very much there, Mary. We appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. What's your history? What did you do in the past?
Well, actually, Carrie, we got to go, sweetheart, because we're really late on our break.
Oh,
so,
okay,
yeah,
okay. I thought we were going to break already.
Nope.
All
we're listening to Dr. Pat Show also with Carrie O'Connor Show on 1150 KKNW, 1150 Seattle. We'll be right back.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
We all want to optimize our assets to get the most out of life. Have you taken an inventory of your soul assets lately? Are you having the joyful experiences that are waiting for you? Harvest of the Heart offers a spa for your soul, a place where you can reconnect with your heart and make space in your life for joy. Kathy Baxter, intuitive counselor and energy healer, is waiting to hear from you when you are ready to let go of your old pain and discover your soul's purpose. If you want to optimize your life, visit harvestoftheheart.com or call 206-612-3011 for an appointment.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on the Dr. Pat Show.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, welcome back to the O'Carrie O'Connor Show. And to get a hold of me, for I do individual readings by phone all over the world and in person, you can look for me at www.carrieoconnor.com. And it has a lot of information as far as what we're doing here at carrieoconnor.com. I also want to thank Dr. Pat and KKNW and Benny, because I'm the listeners, being patient with me today. I'm trying to juggle two hats, and I appreciate David very much, and Benny, and Pat. So I want to say thank you, and to the callers, thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're doing just fine. It's all, like I said, it's a learning curve, and we're going to get through it.
That's
it's all
right.
Good.
That's right.
All right, so let's take the time now. Let's go back to our callers. We have Cheryl now from Kent, Washington. She's got a question of where should she be putting her energies to go on another, it's actually into the right career. So we have another career question.
All righty. All right, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, so you have stuff coming up about the career, huh?
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Well, I have a hard time deciding which direction to go and what the steps I should be taking.
Okay.
I've been told I'm empathic, and I think I tend to just pull in everybody around me and not listen to myself.
Right, all right. You know what? We're finishing up the question with Mary, too, and even beginning with the theme of the week that I was saying as far as a lot of the second chakra stuff. I am seeing this around the world, guys. This is absolutely around the world with people saying, stepping into, something's got to change, my jobs have got to change, and especially empathic people. And not only that, people are becoming, when we are lightening up our energy, guys, we are becoming more psychic, more intuitive. That's part of our gift. It's not it's a given we become more intuitive. So you're very empathic as it is. You realize that, you notice that. So going back to Cheryl, for yourself and Mary and for all the listeners out there, because if you can't come in, I'm seeing your energy field and it's actually literally sending you energy. It is so important, and especially because 208, what my guides are saying to me, is welcome to the to mystical and magical world. And so there are doors and opportunities are going to be given open to us, and our manifesting abilities are going to be able to be there. But first, we have to have a strong core that goes back down to the divine partnership, and that goes into the divine partnership within you, Cheryl. So really, 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 I can't emphasize with people, for you to get into amp of, like, when I'm talking about a boot camp, a spiritual boot camp for yourself, get yourself in an energetic routine. It's a boot camp that it will absolutely change your life, because what it does for everybody, that mind chatter, that when you're picking up other people's stuff or the mind chatter, you can't do this because of this, because of that, it stops it, guys. It's like the radio station, the static goes down, and then all of a sudden we hear crystal clear, go over there, connect with this person, and then it's our responsibility to take action. So if we have a real thing, go to this seminar, and we weren't planning onto it, but we go from it, we hear it, and then we hear about it on the radio, then we see a sign for it in the newspaper. That's spirit. That's our guides. That's our higher self, our people talking to us, but we can't get that if we're all foggy. So that's the most critical turning, mandatory turning point for you, Cheryl, for Mary, and 99.999% of the listeners, is going back to yourself as far as really amping up, especially over the next couple of weeks into going into 208. Cheryl, you put yourself in a spiritual boot camp. What it's going to do is what we have, when we clear ourselves, we have hidden gifts and talents. I have a client, actually Nicole from News for the Soul. She's playing the piano. She never learned it. She's playing two hands and channeling Chopin. And that's because she really took this year to get real active boot camp, where she had an energy routine, but she took it, amped it up. She cleared it up and amped it up and made herself do it more. So when I'm saying to people, as far as I'm encouraging you, I'm going to start this whole program with free teleclasses to remind you, to help you to get into, stay in this boot camp, that will allow you to A, not to pick up other people's stuff, B, a clear channel of what your heart's desires are, and also take off the charge. When we have a 100-watt or a 1,000-watt idea or a dream, let's say opening your own business, like I was saying to Mary and you, Cheryl, as far as being able to have our cake and eat it too. Do what we love what we do, get paid for it, because our guys and our people know that we have mortgages and health insurance and all the other stuff, so it's not airy-fairy, right? A candle, and this will happen. It's about taking action and getting real off the edge. We're being asked to really get off the fence and just to amp everything up as far as getting clear and as far as within energy. And that, Cheryl, will really help you, especially because you're empathic. And have you noticed in the last couple of weeks that your head is even getting more foggy?
Yeah, the more I try to concentrate.
Exactly. Exactly, because what I'm seeing is, like, think of it as, like, spiritual ADD, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I do the same thing. So what you're, think of it as all these antenna stations going out, and you're picking up on other people's energy, and that creates a vibration within yourself. So your biggest job, can you see how important it is to unplug from those other stations? And when you're in yourself, I also keep on seeing you're looking at a blank slate, and you have ideas, but the child in you is afraid to pick up the pen and write them out. What are you getting as far as, when I see that, that means that you have a real knowing what your heart's desires are, but you're afraid to put it out in the open just in case you think, I can't do that. How would that ever happen? And that's what our guides are asking us to stop. Think of anybody from the Wendy's guy to the McDonald's guy to the Post-its guy. They had good ideas, big ideas, and they didn't let the mind chatter stop them. They kept on continuing to do it. So what have you been guided to do lately with your, as far as what would you love to do? Okay, go back to when you were little, and this is for everybody, and this goes back to Mary and a lot of people. Our soul's code is right in us, and so the first thing we have to do is stop saying we don't know what we love to do, because, and I'm not saying this, Cheryl, and I can sound stern, but I'm saying this very lovingly, because when we say, I don't know, we want to stop that talk, because energy, thoughts are energy, and words have more power to it. So the first place to start is, that goes back to spiritual boot camp. Stop thinking that you don't don't know and start saying, we all have a list of what we don't know, right? I don't know this, I don't know this, I don't know this. Now I start taking the pen of the empty board, filling in what we do know. We do know we like the feeling when we're with people. We do know we like to feel very expanded when we read or when we teach or when we help another human being. We do know when we hike or this, start filling in what you do like to do, show what makes your heart feel expanded. And that's by taking an inner reflection, and in a week, you could give yourself such an information. So that's where you get the paper and the pen, and this goes to, I tell you, 90% of the calls today, and start paying attention to what, even think of things in the past, because our soul's code makes us, lets us know when, since we're little. When I was little, I've always been a people person. I've always been a bridger. I've always been a teacher and helper. My mom used to talk about how, instead of bringing home stray animals, I brought home stray people. I was going to be a social worker, but I couldn't get a house enough big enough to house everybody. So looking back, my soul was giving me, that's what, who I am the whole time. So when we reflect and look back on our history of what we love to do, and then think about those jobs that we didn't like to do. I got fired as a waitress. I was a horrible waitress. I left the pad in my thing. I didn't put in people's things. I was wondering why they'd walk out after waiting for an hour and not getting served. So that would be one of my contracting things. I didn't really care to waitress on people, right? And so when we just take that review, it is so profound because we start listening. We come in here with a divine plan. Every single one of us, it's even in our astrological charts of our in our colors, greens, you're the greens, and green is a natural teacher, helper, healer. You got the blues of the wisdom counselor. Those are your colors, and so, and also you're stepping into yellow. So that means to me the entering a more spiritual action part. So take this week, start really writing down. And when you find yourself, and this is for everybody, saying, I don't know, start having that yellow band, and like a cigarette band, and you snap it, and you're just, because we want to pull back the energy from that. So as far as putting that energy out there, and that goes for everybody, because that goes out to the universe, and so it adds more confusion. So do that, and you're going to be really, put yourself in that boot camp, get the exercises, and we're going to be heading for break, and coming back here at WKKNW, Seattle, New York. So get that pen out, Cheryl, and before you know it, you're going to be writing your dreams there.
Yep, sounds good. And again, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show right here on KKNW AM 1150. And we've got a couple callers there, Carrie. So we'll be right back with the sponsors. And so stay tuned.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
We are
are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue, plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more, all amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and joining me is me today. We're going to be starting a new format where I will be flying solo, so I appreciate everyone's extra help. And again, Benny and Pat, I really appreciate your patience. So we'll be going to the phone lines, and I ask people to ask a question, and I do notice, that, again, the theme that I was talking about before as far as people with career, and I say the same thing, and it's not because I don't have anything else to say, because believe me, as you get to know me, I really can talk. And but it's so important right now. This is for those callers that aren't going to be able to get through this week. Listen to it. Take a pen and paper and write out what I'm talking about, because this applies for you too, and this is what I'm seeing around the world. So you might not be feeling this in the job department, but you could be feeling this in relationship, with family, with partners, with kids. It's going around everywhere. So, Benny, who do we have on the phone?
All right. Sounds good. And again, callers, remind you, if we can't get you today, you know, of course, Carrie will be back for next week. So let's go with Diane. Yeah, Diane now from Kirkland. She wants to ask about spirituality and what direction she might be heading in. So let's go with Diane from Kirkland.
Okay, Diane.
Hi, I just wanted to know about my energy level and my spiritual, where I'm at spiritually and energetically, and which way should I go now for spiritually.
Okay, all right.
As far as learning and things of that nature.
As far as what, huh?
Learning,
okay. You know, it's interesting
and expanding.
I see you... have you ever studied shamanism before or some sorts of shamanism? Because, Diane, when I look in your energy field, your energy goes up and out. And so that means to me that you're really you're in touch with higher energies. Even your colors are very high blue and purple, and you have some greens going on. And people that do that, they think of it as we want to do as above, so below. When I see that the next thing is to have a grounding in what, when I see my face of your face, is not to talk about yours, myself, it's to talk about your energy. It was a really important time for me to study shamanism or the earth ways or something that gets me grounded, gets me grounded. So what I'm seeing your guides are encouraging you is to really ground to the earth in a different way, because your energy does go so high. So think about as above, so below. And so any kind of grounding practice is going to further blow you open intuitively. And I keep on getting into the earth. You're really clear in a lot of third chakra stuff. Have you been feeling that, the third chakra? Self-esteem, self-worth, even the subconscious. I'm seeing you doing a lot of stuff at nighttime. So night, our dreams can be restless, or we don't remember our dreams at all, because we're just think of our angels and guides are taking us and bringing us, a lot of us, to night school. So we can wake up feeling like we don't remember a thing, or some people are really remembering a lot of dreams because they're just think of that our guides to them, dream time is just another, is a time for them to work with us. So what I'm seeing for you to do is to really get grounded, to really see like having smudge, hematite, finding other grounding stuff that connects you with earth, having plants around you, understanding plants, calling in on elementals, fairies. Do you connect with the elemental land, their earth angels there? Do you collect call in on them at all, Diane?
No.
Okay. All right. That's what would be the greatest next step, because what it does is think about it helps ground in, like, again, that high energy. That's like my energy is I could see the angels and guides and talk to Jesus, and it was really important, a part of my spiritual growth, to connect to the fairies and the elementals. And they are earth angels, and they are as real can be, as much as our guides and our ascended masters. So, and by calling in on them, having a plant in your room and near your bed, connecting to the elements, the air, the water, having a fountain around, listening to soft music that has earth, that would be really important for you, because what it's doing is, I keep on seeing them pointing to your third chakra. You're clearing out a lot of the third chakra stuff, that, and that's going to really, really help you. Also, do you have like a GERD, or do you get upset in your stomach a lot?
Sometimes when I know something's wrong is
exactly.
When my stomach feels,
yep.
I can
exactly.
really feel it in my stomach.
Exactly. Okay. So as you get grounded down more, Diane, you're going to notice that stomach thing. You're going to feel, get the information about what's going on faster and not feel like the acid in the stomach. It's like you'll be able to ground again, get the information, and not feel the whole stomach thing. So sometimes when we feel the stomach thing, our energy could kind of contract what's going on. But pay attention to that. Part of that is going to help you. So calling, there's many, many books as far as connecting to the elementals. And you can do this. It doesn't even have to be necessarily in a whole study. You don't have to go into a two-year study. I mean, I decided to, but that's not, you don't necessarily have to do that. Just by simply putting your intention out, working with your guides, setting up that time to do that would be to talk with the guides and call in and connect with the fairies. And I have a whole suggested reading. If you email my office, I will give you a suggested reading as far as to that next step, because that's going to really blow you open, because the next 3 years to 7 years, you're on a huge acceleration point. So you really want to get really grounded, Diane, okay, because you're ready to take off. So think of as above, so below, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good for you.
All right, thanks,
good
Diane.
Keep up the good work.
Yep, thanks for calling in from Kirkland. And do you think we have time for one more? We have Judy from Seattle. It's up to you, Carrie.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's bring her on. Judy from Seattle.
Okay, Judy. Judy, how can I help you?
Hi there. A lot of what you said to the previous callers related to the job and career is really true for me, too. And I've also been told I'm empathic.
Yep.
And I have a lot of resistance. I'm in really a mediocre job right now. And
yep.
What you said about stop saying, I don't know. Oh, my God, I need to stop saying, I don't
yep.
know.
Yep.
And stop the mind chatter and listen to myself. But
yes.
Doing that, you know, I have a lot of yeah, but
uh-huh.
I don't know what to do.
Well, think of the first thing. I love it, Judy, because the first key to stepping into empowerment is awareness. So you're aware of this. And so a lot of people aren't aware of their language. It's like I tell my kids that I'm on the word police, so I notice when myself or anyone around me says, yeah, but, or I can't do this, or how come? And so when it's not to beat ourselves up. It's just to be very mindful of what we are reflecting out to the universe. Everything we say goes out to the universe. The universe is a short order cook that hears, senses, and takes in everything. So this is where you're being aware that you don't want a mediocre, you're more than halfway there. You're saying, I don't want this anymore. Then it's the clearing out the room, what I was talking about, of really taking action, Judy. So what I see part of you look like on your right side in particular, so that's your male energy, that's relationship with dad and males in the family, that also take all the males aside. It's how you put your energy out into the world. And I'm seeing, when I see an accordion that it's smushed in, this part is feeling smushed in right now. So this is where you want it to expand, because when it's smushed, that's when we have that mind clutter, right? And so just like any habits, because we literally have neural pathways that have our language, right? So to create a new habit, just like that smoking thing, I stamp my foot when I say something like I can't do, or this is I hope so, or any of those things. I want to do that. I hope I can. If I find those words slipping out because of a habit. I literally stamp my foot down. I pull back. It's like a tube going out into the universe, and I put a cancel stop on it, and then I'll change it. The more we do that, the more we're aware. So, Judy, that's what you're being called for. Really do a lot of the stuff that I was saying about earlier. Really put yourself into a boot camp because they're, again, feeling the energies. As the guys are telling me that as far as the energies of the months going out, and especially 208 to the next 3 years, we are on this huge expansion period that goes beyond our wildest dreams. So it's so important for us to clear this so we can ride it and with grace and ease and not through feeling like we have to do it through chaos. And so keep up that work, Judy, and that's a wonderful thing. And I want to thank everybody for today for joining the Carrie O'Connor Show, and especially Dr. Pat, Benny, KK, and W in Seattle. So we'll see you next week, same time, and the theme is no more karma. Gonna wash that karma right out of my life.